Faith and Freedom Tour, Stop 1, Independence Hall. This building was originally the Pennsylvania State House, but today it is known as the meeting place for the development of our new nation. The Continental Congress began to meet here during its second session in 1775. The city of Philadelphia was selected to host these meetings due to its central location and large population. Because of the Continental Congress's epic decision for independence in 1776, which we celebrate on July 4th, their meeting place has become known as Independence Hall. The Declaration of Independence has four references to God. The first, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impel them to the separation. See Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 37. The second, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. See Genesis 1, verses 27 and 28. 3. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. See Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. 4. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. See Romans 8, 28. This historic building is more than just the birthplace of independence. It's also the birthplace of the American Constitution. The Constitutional Convention met here in the summer of 1787 and was presided over by the victorious General George Washington. The founding documents of America were discussed and debated in the Eastern Chamber on the first floor of the building. In this room, you can see a chair with an ornate carving of the sun on its back. This is the seat where Washington sat while presiding over the convention. Benjamin Franklin said he often contemplated the sun on Washington's chair. With the signing of the newly framed Constitution, Franklin declared, quote, "I now have the happiness to know it is a rising, not a setting sun," end quote. Before Franklin was able to make such a positive declaration, the assembly endured many long days of difficult debate. On June 28th of 1787, the convention arrived at such an impasse that Franklin called for a day of prayer. He reminded the delegates that years before, during the American Revolution, it had been a regular practice to pray during their time of need, seeking God's aid. He said it was time for the delegates to follow their own example from before in the same room. To buttress his call for prayer, he appealed to passages from the Bible. He reminded the delegates of Psalm 127, verse 1, which says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain." He also appealed to Matthew 10, verse 29, reasoning that if God sees even the sparrow fall to the ground, how much more he would notice an empire rising to power. So it has been the custom of the American Congress from the beginning to have a chaplain lead the meetings in prayer on behalf of the country and its representatives.